Good afternoon. This is Father Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in Pleasantville. This is our reflection for Lent, the fifth Sunday in Lent. The readings for this Sunday are Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 to 14, Psalm 130, Romans 8, 6 to 11, and John 11, 1 to 45. Let us pray. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed, where true joys are to be found, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today, the fifth Sunday in Lent, is entitled Growing in Faith. In our Gospel from John chapter 11, the story of Lazarus being raised from the dead, both his sisters, Mary and Martha, greeted Jesus in the same words. Martha went out to meet him and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Jesus had a conversation with Martha. A little later, Mary leaves the house and goes out to meet Jesus. John says, when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. The sisters had faith in Jesus. That faith led them to believe that he would have healed their brother, Lazarus, from his illness. They were both exposed to the teachings of Jesus. Some would say Mary more than Martha, because Mary would sit at Jesus' feet, listening to him, while Martha busied herself with preparations for the meals and other comforts for Jesus. Mary and Martha were disciples of Jesus. They were committed to following his teachings. They may have witnessed some of his miracles, but if not, they would have heard in detail from other disciples accounts of the healing ministry of Jesus. It must have been a talking point in their home. Martha and Mary heard and believed enough to know that Jesus, their friend, had power to heal sickness. When their brother Lazarus became ill, they sent a message to Jesus. Lord, he whom you love is ill. They knew that Jesus had the power to heal their brother. They knew that Jesus in love would heal their brother, his friend. Hence, they waited in expectation for him to come to Bethany, to their home, as he had done on many other occasions, this time to heal their brother whom they loved and Jesus loved. To their disappointment, Jesus did not come and their brother Lazarus died. As far as they were concerned, that was the end. They were certain that if Jesus came while he was still alive, that Jesus would have restored him to health and wholeness. Now he was dead and buried. That was the end. Faith, like a mustard seed, is planted and has to be nurtured in order to grow. It grows with knowledge, it grows with experience, it grows with insight. Mary and Martha's faith had grown to the stage of knowing with certainty that Jesus had power to heal illness. They were soon to learn that he also had power over death. They were to learn that indeed he was the resurrection and the life, and that there, and that those who believed in him, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in him will never die. We go in faith as we seek to know God, to believe in God, and as we experience the presence of God or the hand of God at work in our lives and the lives of others. Our Old Testament lesson from Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 to 14, the vision of the valley of the dry bones, also speaks to us of faith in God. Mortal, can these bones live? The prophet answers, O Lord God, you know. I do not know, but I know that you have the power to make these dry bones live. God demonstrated to the prophet and to us today that by the word of God, by the breath of God, and by the power of God, any valley of dry bones can be brought to life. Today, all over the world, we are faced with many valleys and mountains of death as the world faces the deadly coronavirus. A virus that is spreading like wildfire from one end of the globe to another. No continent, no island, no nation, large or small, has been untouched by this virus. The world has been turned into a valley of death, and our hearts are failing us for fear. we are faced with the same question as the prophet Ezekiel. Mortals, can these bones live? Mortals, can we defeat this virus? Mortals, can there be life in this tsunami of death? Our response, like the prophet, should be, only you, Lord, knows the answer. Only you, Lord, can turn this situation of pain, suffering, and death into a situation of new life. To re-echo the words of Mary and Martha, Lord, if you had been here, our brothers and sisters would not have died. Lord, if we did not turn away from you, there would be no fear, no despair or hopelessness in the face of this pandemic. Where is our faith? Have we forgotten that Jesus, our Lord and Master, is the resurrection and the life? And those who believe in him, even though they die, will live. And those who live and believe in him will never die. Do we, like Mary and Martha, need to see life from a situation of death to believe that Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Master, has the power to bring life into this situation of suffering and death? God said to the prophet, I will put my spirit in you and you will live. Jesus said to his disciples that Lazarus' illness did not lead to death. Rather, it is for God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Let us learn from the experience of the prophet Ezekiel in his vision of the dry bones. Let us learn from Martha and Mary and their leap of faith when their brother Lazarus was raised from the dead. And let us keep faith with God, who can make dry bones live. Let us keep faith with God, who has given us God's Spirit, that we may live. Let us keep faith with God, who moves in mysterious ways his wonders to perform, and who has the whole world in his hands. The prophet Ezekiel saw the transformation of a valley of dry bones into a mighty army. Martha and Mary, their friends and the disciples, saw Lazarus come out of the tomb. We pray for, and we will see, another miracle of new life. New life after the coronavirus of 2019. New life in each of us. New life in the church. New life in the nation. New life in the world. And all to the honor and glory of God. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us pray. Dear God, Lord and Father of mankind, forgive our foolish ways. Reclothe us in our rightful mind. In purer lives thy servant service find, in deeper reverence praise. Sovereign Lord and Father, Creator, Redeemer and Sanctifier, we bring before you the current challenges of the coronavirus across the world, in our Caribbean lands and in our nation. You are here with us through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Deliverer, who continually defeats the designs of the devil, and by the moving of the Holy Spirit, allows us to do likewise. Help us to be free from fear, even though the earth be moved and the mountains be toppled into the depths of the sea, and the mountains tremble at its tumult. Remind us, O God, that you are in the midst. There, Father, direct the minds of our doctors and nurses and caregivers, the health authorities and government authorities who make decisions on our behalf. Inspire us and move us, O God, to full trust in you by our obedience, prayers, compliance with good hygienic practice, and our care for others and for ourselves. Give healing to those who are ill. Grant special protection to those who are vulnerable. Enable those researching medical treatment. Strengthen and support the medical workers and prevent us from unbelief. We look to you, Heavenly Father, for healing, guidance, and consolation. We place our lives and times in your hands as we respond in faith, wisdom, and hope to bring an end to this crisis. By your divine favor, let us not leave for you what we can do for ourselves. By your divine wisdom, let us lead us to resolution of our economic, social, and emotional challenges as individuals, families, nations, and as one world. Make us ever mindful of your purpose and control. Through him whoever intercedes for us, our advocate and friend, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Grant, Lord, that we may be faithful to you without turning aside, worship you without growing weary, serve you without failing, diligently seek you, happily find you, and forever possess you, the one and only God, blessed forever and ever. Amen. O God of peace, you have taught us that in returning and rest we shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength. By the might of your Spirit, lift us, we pray, to your presence, where we may be still and know that you are God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for the gift of your holy word. May it be a lantern to our feet, a light to our paths, and a strength to our lives. Take us and use us to love and serve all persons in the power of the Holy Spirit and in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace today and always. Amen.